Welcome to Raising Connections. I'm your host, Rayshan Mayer. This is the program where we talk about your critters, companions, commerce, and agriculture, and all of the connections between them. This morning, we have an extra special treat. Every now and then, something comes along so special, so different, so unique, we have to talk about it, and you get us as a group of three. Welcome, Michelle and Robin and myself. Good morning.
Good morning.
Michelle and Robin, you work with us at Raising Connections in Mariahvale Manor Kennel. Robin, what do you do there?
I am the editor for the podcast. I edit and mix the podcasts.
And we hear you on Raising Connections that airs here on WTTR every week at the end.
Yes.
Of everything.
Little credit line. Yeah.
And sometimes if we have a book review, you argue with me.
We've done that.
We have.
Yes.
And Michelle, welcome. Everybody knows you. We heard you a few weeks ago talking about what is fall, and you told me I had to keep my pumpkin spice out of your margarita.
That is very true. I'm struggling with the nights getting darker earlier. I don't quite recall it happening before 8 this early in September, but I'm dealing with it.
But the candles look so good.
The candles look good. They do. I embrace all things fall. It's just gives me a little anxiety.
What comes after?
Well, I told Rashan that what comes after to me is not as bad as what fall is, because once winter's here, then I know spring's coming, and then summer's coming, and then I'm happy again.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to get my pumpkin spice.
Today is the first day of fall.
It's officially fall.
Wow, you had to tell me that, huh?
The days get shorter and shorter until they get longer and longer.
True.
Okay.
Here we go. Well, I'll get special candles. Margarita candles,
maybe. Did you give up my flip-flops?
Not yet.
Okay.
We all had an extra special adventure. Back in 2009, Mariahvale Manor decided to expand into a grooming shop in Westminster. The grooming shop closed in 2013, but one of the lasting pieces has been Pet Tips on WTTR. We started off as a guest DJ, and the Pet Tips, you still hear us on Thursday mornings. Michelle's been part of that. Robin, you've been part of that. It expanded into the Pet Connection and then into Raising Connections. And the piece that has been so exciting is watching the background where my dad did ham radios and my uncle did ham radios and my mother worked for Western Electric, and we've had all these wonderful things come together, and we were able to start our own media company.
Keeps growing and growing.
It keeps growing and growing. Who knew Critters, Companions, Commerce, and Agriculture would go so far, right? We took the opportunity to go down to Podcast Movement. We're running currently 4 podcast programs, one for Maryland Horse Council, one for Living Life Tails Up, the behind-the-scenes pieces for Mariahvale Manor Kennel. We have a new podcast that's coming out, the Piedmont Power Lines. We have a podcast that is Raising Connections. We have
Pet EMT.
We have Pet
in unison
that I can't remember. Pet EMT coming out to support all of the training pieces for Pet CPR and First Aid, and the drills that support Mariahvale Manor Kennel. Lots of stuff going on there at Raising Connections Media Company. We're now housed in Lisbon, and it's an interesting, happening little place.
Exciting, fun. Changes are happening.
And one of the things I've told you all, and you all have told me, and so we did, I hope our listeners think it's fun. We went to the Podcast Movement. This is our 4th conference going. Robin, you've been with us for 2 years. Michelle, this was your first year. This was my 4th year going. How podcast has changed, and how broadcast here on the radio and podcasting has really come together to be meaningful. Robin, you've been in radio longer than I've been in radio. What's the difference between podcasting and broadcasting? What's broadcasting?
Broadcasting is what's changed a lot, but used to be live disc jockeys on the air playing music or just doing talk radio and talking about things, which sounds a lot like podcasting nowadays because you're sitting and talking and interviewing people. Once a radio show has aired, unless it's been recorded, it's gone.
Right.
Okay. Unless it's been recorded in an archive somewhere, nobody can hear it again. Podcasting, on the other hand, you know, you're talking, you're doing an interview, and that is recorded, and it is edited, which is what I do, make it sound good, and saved and put into, we use Buzzsprout, which is that a platform? Is that
the host?
Buzzsprout is a podcast host. So I put it on there, and then anybody anywhere can listen to it through Spotify or Apple or anywhere you get your podcasts, anywhere podcasts are available. Anybody can find it and listen to it all around the world.
One of the questions we receive a lot from listeners is, how do we find a podcast? And what is a podcast? So Michelle, what's a podcast?
Oh gosh, I knew you're going to put me on the spot for this one. podcasting, which I've learned at the conference, has changed. I was very out of my element, but I did learn a lot. Podcasting was always just the audio that you listen to. You could listen to anywhere on the go, in your car, at home, on the beach, you know, wherever you could have access to a device, if you will, that would play the podcast. Over time, now they are tacking on video of the podcast, so you can actually see the interview with the guest that is participating in the podcast and kind of put a visual with the audio, but not like television, more like talk radio, but talk TV, kind of merging together.
Now, the term podcast, and I learned this in one of
my... Oh, yeah, this was fun.
Listen, I've researched this, and it's not true.
Oh, the fact-checking Robin. The editor got us.
Yikes.
I went to a session called Screen versus Sound Smackdown, a debate on the value of video in podcasting. And as Michelle said, podcasting used to be only audio content, like an internet radio blog, but now it does include video platforms like YouTube. And they told me there, the word podcast was coined by Steve Jobs of Apple.
So is it not?
No. In order to sell more of his products, iPod plus broadcast, podcast. I did research it. Back in 2003, a British journalist named Ben Hammersley, he coined that phrase in print.
The phrase podcast.
Yes. And then a couple years later, Donnie Gregoire used it in a podcast or in audio.
Okay.
I mean, it's got
like an interview or something.
Yeah. It's got a real history. And there's a bunch of different names on there that this person did it here first and this person did it there first. But nowhere in my research did it mention Steve Jobs.
Anyway,
that's not true.
Well, we liked that little fact. It was kind of fun.
It was kind of fun. I liked that fact.
And it made sense.
It was a fake fact.
It was a fake fact.
That's terrible.
It was a fake fact.
The other thing I learned about the podcast, I guess when you were talking about podcast versus broadcast, is the podcast is telling a story.
Yes.
So oftentimes it's a series that tells a story and, you know, gives you the option, I guess, to visualize that story in your mind.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that really has gotten me in keeping up with things, if I came into the podcast world at this point, I would be really overwhelmed. We've been at this and coming at it from a broadcasting world into a podcasting world. One of the things that Robin, you and I had when we went to Denver with Podcast Movement last year was podcast radio.
Yes.
And it was such an odd thing because podcasters don't have a concept of time.
Right.
In a program. It's free time. It's self-published. It's just out there. You say what you have to say and then you stop. And there's some really interesting facts. You know, here in our area, in the DC Metro, Baltimore area, the 27-minute timepiece is often one half of a commute or the amount of time that people are not on the phone transitioning on their way home.
Interesting.
And so that's why a lot of podcasts are 24 minutes, which ironically fits with a radio drive time of a 24-minute program because it breaks down into two 12-minute segments. Right. So you can put commercials at the top and commercials in the middle and then commercial at the end. And so when we went to the podcast conference this year, one of the things people started talking about with anybody in radio, I'm sure knows, anybody in marketing knows, if they're putting together magazines, how much can you sell, quote unquote, to advertisers before you lose the audience? And you know,
people don't like commercials.
No, we've had this conversation at home because there are now commercials in my Prime, there's commercials in my Netflix, there's commercials
that... And if you don't want them, you have to then pay even more than you're already paying for the streaming service.
And you know, back in the day when we were the TV Turner remotes for our parents, there were commercials all the time and we didn't think about them. They were just there.
But I think the difference now, I think there are more commercials now.
Okay.
But in a typical television program, network television program, or even on terrestrial radio, these commercial breaks are 6 or 7 minutes long.
Yeah, right? That's probably
as opposed
issue.
To where back when we were kids and turning the tuner for our parents, there might have been a minute and a half or 2 minutes. I mean, I just think there's more commercials and the breaks are longer because they got so many commercials to stick in there.
Interesting.
Well, do you think that's because putting together the programs, whether it's TV, audio, visual, whatever, is that's more costly. So they need more commercials to sustain the program.
Maybe, but podcasting is relatively inexpensive.
Right.
But radio is quite cumbersome.
Right. It's interesting because we discussed this topic in my marketing class yesterday, and my professor shows a lot of commercials to use, you know, as a reference for the marketing piece. And the kids in my class aren't familiar with commercials.
Oh my gosh.
So
really?
The messaging that comes across from the commercials and the marketing is great, but they are not familiar with it. They are more familiar with a print commercial, you know, an image or a quick little reel that pops up that's more of a sponsor of a particular product rather than a company.
So the infomercial, the influencer, not the commercial.
Right, for the company.
I'll be darned. So it's like the Wheaties box.
Yes. So that is more product-oriented rather than Pepsi or Coca-Cola that are company-oriented. Yes.
And but then I go back to the Air Jordans and all these different things. So, interesting. I'm not sure if that means that we're dated or if we're not up with it. Because the average reel is 6 seconds, and then a short is less than 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they want.
And a trailer is 2 minutes, and that's really down. So the length of attention and time spent, I know back in the day how long it took to make popcorn and Kool-Aid and get back in before the program came back on.
Well, and I also heard, which you and radio would know this, that songs in general are much shorter now.
Yes.
You know, the songs used to be longer. And we listened to them and enjoyed them. And now they want shorter, quicker, move on to the next song.
But I think that's kind of come full circle. It was back in the 60s, when I was a little girl, the songs for radio play were like 2.5 minutes long. I mean, they had to be short for like pop radio.
Okay.
And I think as time went on and some of these radio stations started playing the longer songs and the album cuts, which were longer in a lot of cases.
Oh, that's true. I forgot that.
Yeah. But if you're saying they're going back to shorter, I believe you. I don't know.
No, they definitely are.
And then in the 80s, they went to the dance mix. And the dance mix versions were a lot longer than what aired on the radio.
Yeah, but then they could fade in and out. So maybe they kind of faded into the song. You didn't get all the beginning. And then they faded out. You didn't get all the end because it merged into the next song.
Well, let's fade out and we'll be right back. When we come back, let's talk about all the things that we really actually learned at the podcast movement.
Perfect.
Join me, Rayshan Mayer, from Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, for our new adventure, Living Life Tails Up podcast, combining everyday life with what goes on at the kennel and farm, a bit of humor, some ideas, and some positive happy bubbles. We're living tails up, nose down, and staying on track. We hope to see you on Living Life Tails Up for 5 to 10 minutes worth of happy, happy bubbles shooting out there in the atmosphere. See you soon.